You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chat.
Last bit, galaxies, star formation, all that sort of jazz. Okay, and what we've got to get your head around is space is made up of a lot of emptiness. Within that emptiness, there are groups of galaxies, galaxy clusters. We're part of a galaxy cluster. Obviously, within each cluster, there's individual galaxies. Our individual galaxy is called the Milky Way because of the white stripe that it makes across the sky if you see it on a dark night. Each individual galaxy, something like 100 million stars, maybe a few more. And from one side of our galaxy to the other side of our galaxy, a couple of thousand light years. So that's light travels at 300 million meters per second. So in a year, light travels a very large distance, and we call that large distance a light year. And a galaxy from one side to the other is thousands of light years. So a galaxy is a massive thing with hundreds of millions of stars in it, but there's hundreds of millions of galaxies. Any direction we shine a telescope, we can see galaxies. And once we look beyond the stars of our own galaxy, there's lots of other galaxies out there. And we did a little bit of this in part one when we had a look at the expansion of the universe. There's no need to go over that expansion of the universe stuff again. Okay, within galaxies, stars are continually forming and dying. And we can see regions where they're forming. There's things like the Eagle Nebula where we can actually see stars in formation. And stars form from clouds of gas, clouds of hydrogen. Something causes them to collapse. They collapse into a protostar. If they manage to gain enough mass, they'll carry on collapsing and they'll form a full-blown star. Another difference between a full-blown star and a protostar is that hydrogen has been fused at the center, which gives off heat and light. Okay, a star that's fusing hydrogen is called main sequence. Most stars are in the main sequence. However, they eventually reach a point where they run out of hydrogen. Our star will run out of hydrogen in about another 4 billion years. At that point, they swell up. They get cooler. They get bigger and they get cooler. And they're called red giants. Red giants don't last all that long in comparison with the total lifetime of a star. And after a while, the core will actually separate from the outer envelope of the star. The outer envelope of the star just becomes a cloud of gas around it, and that's called a nebula. And then the central bit is no longer fusing any hydrogen, so it's no longer got an energy source, and it just sits there getting colder and colder and colder. So the center starts off as a white dwarf and eventually cools down into a black dwarf. And initially, the white dwarf lights up the cloud of gas around it, and you can see this glowing nebula. And that glowing nebula is called a planetary nebula. And at Victoria College, we've been photographing planetary nebulas using the Fox telescope. And so our star will eventually become a red giant. Not long after it's become a red giant in space terms, it will become a planetary nebula. But slowly it'll fade away as the white dwarf cools down and becomes a black dwarf. And you won't be able to see it anymore because it ain't radiating any energy. Okay, stars that are a fair chunk heavier than our own, blue giants, things like that, burn very much more brightly than our own star, chew through their hydrogen very much faster than our own star, so they're none of this hanging around for 9 billion years. They might not even make a whole billion years before they're out of main sequence. They've chewed through all their hydrogen. They've made it all into helium. But they're big enough to actually be able to fuse the helium. So when they've run out of hydrogen, they swell up into red supergiants. Not just red giants, red supergiants. They're super. And within the core of a supergiant, it can fuse the helium into all the heavier elements, all the way up to iron. Central core of a red giant is so dense that it can squeeze all of the elements together and make iron. But it cannot make the next stage up. Can't make anything heavier than iron. Red supergiants, eventually, they've made all the iron they can. They're no longer generating any energy. There's all that gravitational energy of all of that squeezing inwards, but there's no longer anything pushing backwards because they're not fusing any longer. They're not generating any energy that pushes outwards. So they collapse in on themselves. They collapse in on themselves, and then they explode back outwards. All that energy of them collapsing in explodes back outwards, and we call that a supernova. Supernovas make all the rest of the elements. They've got so much energy that they can fuse everything beyond iron. So lead and everything else is made in a supernova. It's distributed by the supernova through the rest of the universe, sits around in a cloud of gas until the next protostar forms. What's left after the supernovas? Well, you've got two choices. Depends on how big the star was in the first place. You'll either get a neutron star, which is extraordinarily dense, a star, something that may be the size of the Earth, but the density of a nucleus of an atom, made up of mostly neutrons, spinning away, giving off pulses of radio waves. Or, if it's a really big star, it can go even further than that. It can actually squeeze right down until it's infinitesimally small and infinitesimally heavy and dense, and we call that a black hole. They have so much gravity, such a high density, such a big gravity in such a tiny area, that even light can't escape, so we call them black holes. So black holes or neutron stars are two possible endings for a really heavy star. Ending for a less heavy star would be a planetary nebula slowly fading away. Okay? Cool. I don't think there's actually a whole lot more to that you need to learn. No, I don't think there is. Whew, thank goodness for that. What's that? 2.5 hours. Be a bit less than that when I've edited it down, because I've made some mistakes and I shall cut out quite a bit of the jazz. A lot of the jazz was being played so I could go to the loo during those 2.5 hours, but 2.5 hours. Hopefully you'll do very well in your exam when you take it in July. Hopefully you found this of some use. And that's me saying goodbye. Maybe I'll see you for A-level.